Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this podcast is being recorded for May the 2nd, 2022. We're going to be talking about one of the most difficult arts to ever achieve. Once this art is achieved, many, many other things just fall into line. I call it an art because I feel that it is. It's definitely something you practice. It's called concentration. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I get more emails on I can't meditate, I can't focus, I can't concentrate. I get this over and over and over. I must have, in the course of a week, at least 10 or 15 people talk about it one way or another, that this whole idea of concentration is very difficult for them. So we're going to take a little look at concentration and what it means and how maybe to improve your concentration. And if this works for you, I'm thrilled. I need to say right off the bat, to learn how to concentrate, to really focus, you have to be extremely devoted to the methods that force concentration to start to happen. This force is that you remove yourself from the things that distract you with the effort, absolute undaunting effort to get through the mind's maze of thoughts and all of its chemicals and synapses firing off in your brain, telling you what you can focus on, what you can't. Most people just miss the whole effort of focus, concentration. They don't want to do it. They're lazy. They've become mentally lazy. And what has to be taken into account is, do I really want to do this? Is this something that is important to me? And of course, then people think in terms of, well, if I'm going to make this effort, what is going to be the benefit of it? So, you know, you start to look at things. Everything in human beings has to have a motive for something that's going to advance them in their minds. But focus and concentration have to do, in my opinion, with mental health. It's just like flossing our teeth. You have to floss to, you know, have good gums and all that other great stuff, unless you inherited bad ones. But nonetheless, and less than none, it's very important to learn to focus your concentration. So it's really not about thinking like people think it is. They assume that it's how you think and just keeping your attention on one thought and one thought alone. Actually, it's not. But let's get into the first question from Anne. She does not tell me where she lives. No, she does. Excuse me. Arizona. And she listens to us via the website at aspire.org. And her question bit goes, you know, I can't meditate. I've tried, Greg, yada-da-yada-da-yada-da. And then how do I learn to concentrate? Okay, so let's start there. There are some methods you can use to help you concentrate. But these methods, you have to understand, are not going to be popular with the human ego and the humanity that you probably suffer from in the form of DNA and genetics. Now, I'm going to say it right off the bat, and this is hard to say. You may be so far gone in your ability to focus that you have to start all over again like a child. And in this day and age of devices where people's focus and attention is minimal, just minimal, you don't get much of a chance to really talk about any subject in depth because the attention span is so small, especially in those who were raised with iPhones and iPads, and they run around and play with their phones constantly, texting, doing tweeting, whatever they do. I don't do any of that. So I don't really know what I'm talking about when it comes to tweeting and TikTok and all that other stuff. I just don't do it. But the attention span is not there. We've done some research here at Aspire the attention span. We're about to produce the last series of Aspire TV programs. We're going to cut it in May. We're going to do some. I'll be down in San Diego for a workshop. And then from there, I'm going to stay over and do some filming. And then we're going to do the second cut in September. Now, listen to me. You won't believe this, but it is true. We have done research. We have really worked on it. Talked to people who are in the know of know. And they all say that the whole idea is to keep the message, you know, extremely short because the attention span is short. When we used to make TV for broadcast, it was 28:20. That was what we did. 28 minutes, 20 seconds. Now it's down to 5 minutes. That's what has happened in the 30 years I've been doing television. That's where it is all at. So, anyway, with all that being said, I don't know how old you are. I don't know what your level of competency is, your mental acuity. I have no idea what your genetics are, and they play a part in this. Your ethnic background, all of us have an ethnic background in our human body. That plays a role in it. Our DNA, our emotionality, a lot of it has to do with emotion. So, if you are going to do something different and profound with your focus and concentration, you have to work at this and set aside time every day. How long will be that time? It's got to be past 5 minutes because that is the average of what people can focus on and concentrate when we're talking about generations below mine. Millennials, Gen Xers, Gen Zers, Gen Yers, you know, all these genetics play into it. And not only that, but, you know, playing video games and all of that. I try to read the Chronicle every morning just to take a look at it. And it's the most annoying site I've ever been to. And I probably shouldn't even be there anymore. But the thing that is so annoying is you'll be reading an article and then they're loading advertisements. And while you're reading a line, all of a sudden it drops down. And then you catch it again and another commercial comes in there and it drops down. It's very, very annoying. And when you start to think about it, that's the way our thoughts are. We're used to being annoyed by our thoughts. We're used to being, shall we say, day trippers on the things that we can focus on. We just can't focus very well. So let me give you a couple of techniques that might help you. Okay, first of all, you've got to clear the decks on your emotions. And that means you have to do some breathing, some deep breath work from your root chakra all the way up through your throat and out. Just deep circular breaths like this. You need to do that for maybe 2 or 3 minutes. You might even be able to get it into a pant. And if you can, and get some of that emotionality up and out, you'll be maybe laughing or crying or whatever. I don't know what your biological, physiological response will be, but you're definitely going to have that going on. Let that happen. That is the first step, and you need to do that every day before you even begin the exercises of focus and concentration. Now, if you can do that for 30 days and just learn how to clear your emotions and not get involved in them, which is the key point. Remember, the concentration that you attain is the power of focusing your attention on one thing. Okay? So you do this breath work for at least 30 days to get your emotionality cleared out. What this will do eventually is it will help you choose which emotions you're going to invest yourself in, hopefully none, and which emotions you won't invest yourself in, which would be, things that pertain to futility, anger, hatred, fear, anything that would bring about some kind of resistance towards focusing. It would lend itself to obsession and compulsion. That's what you want to watch. So after you've done that for, let's say, 30 days, and you mainly feel a kind of a drop in your emotions, you feel that, I don't feel as on the verge of anything. I don't feel like I used to. Most people live on the verge of their emotions constantly. It causes them to have mental disturbances. They do impetuous things, impulsive things. You don't want to go there with that. If you can avoid that, that would be great. Now, all during the day, stop while you're doing this catharsis thing that I just offered you. And take a few minutes just to sit down, maybe 2-3 minutes, just to watch your breath. Just watch it go in and watch it go out. And watch it go in and watch it go out. By being passive towards your thoughts. Now, if you can be passive towards your thoughts while you're watching your breathing, you will find, as you practice this more and more, that your level of focus becomes more keen. You will find that your mind shifts a little bit and it goes to what we call a no mind, a mind no longer seeking to consider what is right and wrong or good and bad. It's an observant mind. Now, how long will this last? Milliseconds probably, but that's in the beginning. But if you stay with it, if you really focus, if you really get involved in this and stay away from what you think, and you're able to be passive towards your thoughts because you've practiced that a little bit here, a little bit there during the day, you will start to gain a momentum where you will realize your thoughts in general and the quality of them. Then the next step is not to talk to your thoughts. Don't have conversations with them. Now, it's one thing to have a thought, but it's another thing to analyze the thought or think the thought or talk to the thought or develop a relationship with the thought. And what I'm doing when I do that is I'm developing a relationship, an alibi for me to be emotional about that thought. And once I've developed the alibi for it, the righteousness for it comes out real quick, and then I'm caught in the quagmire of my thoughts. That is very important for you to understand. Getting caught in that quagmire is, it's a useless pit of frustration. I used to say when I was teaching formally to the group, the congregation, if you were as passive towards your thoughts as you are when I'm trying to teach you, you'd be awakened by now. So your priorities are going to change, everything's going to change, and if you start to look at it from that point of view, you will learn how to focus. There are other techniques I can give you, and I'll do that in future programs. But enough for this. Your attention span on this is probably strained right now. So start to look at it. Think about what I said. Re-listen to this podcast, and maybe, just maybe, it will happen for you.
I gotta go.
It went fast, didn't it? Anyway, thank you, Annie, for your beautiful email. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with more. Thank you for listening. And once again, as always, please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.